Good afternoon, Exotic Spent. This is Brock speaking. How can I help? Definitely. Today's probably not an option, unfortunately, but maybe tomorrow or later this week if your pet's not too unwell.
Friday? Sure.
Yeah. And what pet are you talking about? Have we seen him before? Yeah, cool. And just for a health check and or microchip or anything like that, or what are you after? So we haven't seen this bird before, but other vets have. Oh, okay, sorry. Wait, are you talking about the dog on meds? Is that what you're saying? Is it on meds? Oh, okay. That's all good. That's our job to find out for you, but that's it. Like, usually the feather pluckers can be really complex or there's multiple issues, but that's it. Like, usually they're either anxious, bored, you have separation anxiety, but sometimes we find that they have things stuck in their stomach or it's causing the pain or some issues. So, yeah, generally what we like to do is actually reserve a full hour for the feather plucking consultations, at least the initial one, because we definitely have a lot to go through with you in terms of doing the exam, what we think might be going on, asking relevant questions about the history and how it all started and what we could be influencing. So, yeah, generally we do a longer, more expensive consultation for that, and then we look at doing some testing from there. It's usually, I'll just double check the price. Consult. $255. So, yeah. So yeah, so look, on Friday, the times I've got would probably be, the only time on Friday I really have is probably about 3:40, or 4 o'clock. So health check, plucking. And does he have any other signs at the moment? Like, he's still well? Very good. It's all right. Okay, that's all right. That's not uncommon for them. So we can talk about that as well. So have you been to us before with another pet at all? Is this your first time? Cool. All right. So I just have to add you as a client and then your bird as a patient. So I'll just take some details. So your first name? Cool. Last name? Heffern, HEFFERAN. Cool. And your phone number? And just your email address? Right, let me just double check I got that right. So Nicole A W O L F, was it? ARDT double ARDT at gmail.com. Okay, easy. And then just your home address. Right, that's on there. So you're on the system. And so you said rainbow lorikeet. Was it, do you know male or female or anything like that? Has he been sexed? Okay. That's okay. That's all right. If he hasn't. Okay, well, that's it. If you don't have a blood test or like a scope, we can't say for sure. And yeah, sometimes the male and females, they can act like similarly. So I'll leave him as unknown for now because, yeah, he might be a girl, but we can talk about that more on Friday. So what was his name? Jet. And then just how old's Jet? Okay. Fifteen, sorry. Years. Little Jet. All right, so Jet is on the system. Cool. So what I'll do, Nicole, is I'll actually just send you an email with like a link to a Google form that just asks about Jet's life and where you got him from and what he eats and where you keep him. So yeah, with the feather plucking, if you can write down as much info as possible. Honestly, if you feel like you're writing too much, that's good. Just because we really want to understand what his life is like and things, and even like big changes, and definitely take photos of everything as well of his cage so we can have a look at when you come in. But yeah, I'll send that through now, and then yeah, we'll obviously do the consultation, look at him together, talk about what we think might be going on, what we can do, and hopefully, yeah, do something for him, eh? But yeah, not uncommon at all, so we'll definitely get him sorted. All good. Cool. All right, we'll see you on Friday. No worries. Bye-bye.